It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time and at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, December the 4th, and we are back live in beautiful Austin, Texas, and cooling down a bit now that it's December. But we promise to keep you warm this evening wherever you are. And Art Mendoza, the Complice Entertainment producer of this program, is here to help make this show run. We have a packed show this evening again. First, live in the studio, will be joining us Dr. Bruce Maleski, Sleep Wellness Consultant, Neurosensory Performance Specialist, and founder of Intelligent Sleep. And he'll be here in the studio in just a few moments, and we will be videotaping so that you can actually watch the video later on Vimeo.com. And he'll be talking about the ever-elusive restful, why we need it, how to capture it, and a few other things to help us to be more relaxed when we're awake during the day. Also, later in the program, Roland Kemakai, author, speaker, and certified life coach. He was on the program in October. This time, he returns wearing his musician hat. And this time, Roland will be talking about his musical group, Roland and the Roots Rhythm. And we'll be playing some of their original music. And I will be talking about the winter blues. What they are, how to get through it, how to make winter a more relaxing time rather than a blue time. And throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, DrMaraKarpel.com, DrMaraKarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. And just be sure to send those questions while the guests are still here so they can answer. And you can hear this evening's program again later by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And the podcast will be posted later tonight along with all of the web links that my guests talk about on the program. And you can also hear the podcast as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information from previous shows and to find out about upcoming programs, also to read my Huffington Post blog and any other news, you can go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. You can also hear all of the podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And all of the podcasts since we have been on Blog Talk Radio for the past 3 years are there for your listening pleasure. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing here in Austin in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past few years, I've been mainly evaluating veterans for PTSD. And my office, part of the time, is in the really great Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this wonderful resource for veterans and for veterans' families, you can check out their website at heroesnightout.org. Want to contact me? You have a question? You have information that you'd like me to know? Send me an email to Dr. Mara. Again, that's D-R-M-A-R-A at drmarakarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L.com, or go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. And this evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com, and his book is also available on Amazon. This evening's program is also sponsored by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or 296-8752. Okay, so we're going to take a brief break. Play a few of our sponsors' commercials, and don't go anywhere because when we come back, Dr. Bruce Molesky will be right here in the studio to talk about sleep. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Go.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day. Gravity.
All right, and joining me right here in the studio is Dr. Bruce Molesky, sleep wellness consultant and founder of Intelligent Sleep, and he's here to talk about why we need good sleep and how to get it. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me today.
So Bruce, why don't we just start with what your background is?
Well, my background, I have a PhD in human biology, and I'm a wellness and expert is where I really started my career. Sports medicine, working with athletes, working with performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for the better part of 25 years. And then over the time, I started getting interested in sleep. I got involved with a mattress, which is a specialized mattress called IntelliGel mattress, which is superior to foam mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 years ago, I started doing research on how to create sleep through natural and holistic approaches,
mm-hmm,
without the drugs. So about 35% of the people have insomnia on a regular basis,
mm-hmm,
and really the only options for them are to take drugs,
mm-hmm,
and they don't work very well.
Right, right. So what is good sleep? We hear a lot about, you know, getting good sleep, and how is that different from just sleep?
Well, good sleep has all, non-REM sleep and REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It has, non-REM sleep has four layers of sleep, stage 1, 2, 3, and 4. Stage 3 and 4 are deep sleep, and those are important for restoring the mind. And now we know over the last several years, we've discovered that during sleep, the brain really detoxifies.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of toxins out of the neurons in the brain, and they actually get shunted down out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the real reason why we sleep, and it's really important. Adults should sleep 7 to 9 hours is the recommendation.
Okay.
But, as I said earlier, lots and lots of people don't sleep less than 6 hours.
Right.
And if you're sleeping, we work with a lot of people who are chronic insomniacs.
Mm-hmm.
We're sleeping anywhere from 3 to 5 hours a night.
And what are the risks of getting so little sleep or not getting the right
the risks are many. One of the most common is diabetes,
mm-hmm,
obesity, heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementias.
And this is all from not getting enough sleep.
Not getting enough sleep. The mm-hmm. AMA in 2011 released a white paper on the effects of light.
Mm-hmm.
And breast cancer,
mm-hmm,
because light disrupts the melatonin production in the body, and that's directly related to increased risk of breast cancer. So sleep and that type of cancer in particular is very, very related.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a huge impact. Poor sleep has implications across the whole spectrum.
So, I know a lot of people don't get enough sleep, but is that all because of insomnia, or is that because of our culture where everybody feels like they need to get so much done that they don't have time for sleep?
Yeah, the pace of our culture is just continuing
mm-hmm.
to advance. And so in the phones and the computers and the way information is delivered, it all sort of, breaks up the brain. When I started sleep, it quickly became, you couldn't really create a sleep wellness program just focusing on what happens between 10 at night and 6 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You really had to focus on 24/7 because
mm-hmm.
everything affects sleep. So coffee, for instance, has an 8-hour half-life.
Okay.
On average. Okay, so if you drink a cup of coffee past noon, it's still going to be in your body, into the evening.
Okay. So a lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. Now, some people will process it quicker, but caffeine will disrupt your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, alcohol will disrupt your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at your phone before you go to sleep will disrupt your sleep because the light emitted from the phone actually disrupts the circadian rhythm
mm-hmm.
because of the brightness of the light.
Is that also true of computers?
Computers as well.
Television?
And sometimes television. Television,
mm-hmm.
It depends on how far away you are, the size
okay.
of the television, that type of stuff. But screen time impacts your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I had a gal who was, her mother came in, and her daughter was 15 years old, and she was sleeping very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But she was on the phone looking, doing her social media stuff right up to bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then she couldn't turn it off and go to sleep. And her brain thought it was 12 noon because of this light.
Because of the light.
Emitted from the phone, yes.
Okay. So I have seen that there are some screen covers to dim the light.
There are some different things. There's a download of a program. Yes, yes. So those take out the blue spectrum of light. There's a very specific spectrum of light which impacts the brain.
Okay.
And so, yes, you can downregulate those through different add-ons to different, phones and computers. I wear amber glasses at night in the home. So you wear, just safety glasses. They're very inexpensive, and they take out all the blue light that's going to disrupt your brain. So I'll put those on, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour before I go to bed and just start to downregulate your brain. Think about, what happened before Thomas Edison created all these light bulbs.
Right.
And what happened was that we would go to bed early. As the sun went down, the light that disrupted our brains went away because the sunlight is what was activating that.
Right.
And we would go to bed early, sleep. A lot of times there was split sleep, biphasic sleep. We would get up in the middle of the night, somewhere between 12 and 2 o'clock, and stay awake for a while, then go back to sleep. So biphasic sleep has been around for millennia.
Right.
But with modern lights and working 24/7 and everything else, that's all disrupted.
So if somebody does have that kind of pattern where they go to sleep early and then they wake up at midnight and they're up for 2 hours and then go back to sleep, so that doesn't necessarily mean that they have a poor sleeping pattern or they have disrupted.
Well, they can still get their core sleeping pattern. Okay. They'll probably have better dreams on the second half of the night. That's one way to get to lucid dreaming, which is interesting. You wake yourself up and then go back to sleep to enhance the probability of lucid dreaming. So we help people everywhere from insomniacs that are really in chronic situational difficulties to helping people with sleep performance. I've had clients who sleep very well, but they want to sleep better because they know that sleeping better is going to help them perform better. It's going to help them live a higher life. In terms of quality.
Okay. So any other tips that you have for people to get better sleep? So not drinking caffeine late in the day and not being
your typical
computer or smartphone.
What they call sleep hygiene. I call it sleep and senses. You just think about all your senses. The lights, we talked a little bit about that. Sound, you want it to be quiet. When we sleep, the sound... the part of the brain that maintains sound is still pretty alert. So you want a quiet room. You want it to be comfortable. You want the sense of touch. Some nice bedding, a mattress that doesn't have pressure points so that you can actually be comfortable and supportive. That's really important.
Right. Pain keeps people awake.
And so you got to have a good mattress if you have pain. Because that'll keep you awake for sure. So all of these things, the sleep and senses is one thing to look at. And then your behavior. You can turn off the computer before bed, don't watch an exciting, drama before bed.
Right.
Winds you up. I know I've watched my favorite sports team sometimes is the Spurs, and I watch them into the playoffs, and I'm up an hour later than normal, and all wound up, So that's hard to get back to get to sleep. So we all experience that occasionally. One of the things I like to do that is to really, I have a mat that has these, I call it the bed of nails. It has literally thousands of really acupressure points, very, very sharp acupressure points. I lie on that. And I've learned that is such a, it's an amazing experience because it really induces endogenous opioids in your body. And in 15 or 20 minutes of lying that on that bareback, you start to enter another state.
Really?
And it really quiets the nervous system quickly in a natural way. So there's ways to do this that are, you know, they're a little unorthodox, but they're totally natural, and they turn out to be fun. I look forward to that when I need to do that.
So it's a lot better, you would say, than some medications.
Oh, yeah. The medications, the sleep medications, most of them have been shown to decrease quality of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get as much deep sleep. You don't get as much REM sleep.
Right.
It really shortens the cycle. So it's they're not that effective. They're good if you're in a crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
Ambien was designed to be used for short periods of time, but we have millions of people in the United States on it for months and years.
And that's not good. I have heard some bad things about Ambien.
Yeah, there are stories of people basically having sleepwalking types experiences.
Mm-hmm.
A gal who worked for me used to wake up sometimes with popsicles in her bed, melted popsicles.
So she would get up and...
go to the freezer, pull out popsicles. People have accidents. One of my colleagues, a doctor friend of mine, said that her patient had a car accident. It really changed her life because someone got hurt in that car accident.
Uh-huh.
And it was all from Ambien.
Because they were actually sleep driving?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they were disoriented in a way that was just...
They didn't know they were even driving a car.
Yeah.
Wow, that's dangerous.
Yeah, so it can get excessive. I mean, those are rare cases, of course, but those are some of the side effects.
Mhm. Mhm. And I've heard that it interrupts with that cycle of sleep. That's one of those medications.
Correct. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't allow. It shortens your deep sleep, and so it shortens your restorative sleep. Some people will say it makes you think. You know, it makes you forget you didn't sleep.
Right.
Rather than really help you sleep.
Right. So I know that you do a bunch of things at Intelligent Sleep that aren't directly related to sleep, but like you said, it's over the course of the day, how you're feeling during the day, that affects your sleep at night. So what are some of those things that you do over there?
Well, the first thing we do is we do sell this specialty mattress, which is going to be more effective. It's eco-friendly mattress. It's a high-performance mattress, and by high-performance, I mean it balances the body's support more effectively than any foam-based mattress.
Right.
So you have pressure relief and spinal alignment, and you want to balance those two elements so that the person is suspended and supported in a position that's most comfortable for them.
Uh-huh.
The result of that is you're not going to toss and turn as much, and you're going to stay in deep sleep more. So it's directly related to the quality of sleep.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
The other thing is we help people with insomnia. So we use a two-phase approach to that. One is cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, because insomniacs will develop very bad behaviors and patterns. So we help them learn those patterns. But also insomniacs have... they've forgotten how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And so we help them through sound vibration technologies that we're developing, help them learn how to relax. And that's really what gets into, once you start to learn how to relax, I have clients now come to me who sleep fine, but they want to perform at a higher level.
Uh-huh.
And yet anxiety may be in their profile.
Right. And so many people have anxiety.
Everybody has a level of stress in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live in an urban setting, you have stress on a daily basis coming at you from all over. So people go through this 12-session program, and what they'll get is they'll get a reset of their stress level. I call it mindset training. It shifts the mind in a way that you don't react as quickly. So someone cuts you off in traffic, and you just say, oh, okay. Where normally in the past you would have gotten upset, or you lose your keys. And then I experienced that when I learned this technique. In the past, I would get upset. You know, I can't find my keys. I got to get to the office. You know, and yet after this training, you just sort of calm and go, okay, where did I leave my keys?
So is this training more than meditation? I know we talk a lot about meditation and deep breathing. This is like
you could consider this assisted meditation.
Okay.
We recommend to these clients that they develop a meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is much more profound. So yes, it's deeper. We coach the people through the program so that they learn where their triggers are,
mm-hmm.
and they learn how to unravel those triggers.
Okay.
And it's longer lasting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But meditation is still sort of the gold standard of really, you know, internalizing
right.
and balancing your emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're talking about here is the limbic system. The limbic system, which includes the amygdala, the hippocampus, and hypothalamus and thalamus, and, you know, the part of the brain that's called the emotional brain,
mm-hmm.
and the processing of that. And it's really important to be able to balance that and have techniques to alleviate the stressors of modern world.
Right. So, but I know before the program we were talking about how some people can't even meditate because of the high level of anxiety that they have.
Correct, yeah.
So you have a technique for helping people to get past that.
Exactly. This type of program, that's why one of my clients called it assisted meditation.
Okay.
Because when you just sit down, people will say, sit down in a chair and eliminate all your thoughts and just focus on your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to do that for 20 minutes, with a person who has never practiced that, it can be very, very difficult,
mm-hmm.
and very, very frustrating. And the result of that is they quit.
Right.
They don't continue. You have to do meditation for years. I've been doing meditation for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm just checking to see if there's a question coming through.
Okay.
The question was, will insurance pay for this kind of treatment?
Not for my type of
no.
treatment right now.
Yeah, because it's brand new.
It's brand new. It's still in development. And so we are trying to, we hope maybe in the future we'll do that, but there's no real immediate plans to do that at
right.
this stage.
Yeah. It
so
takes
a
lot when you have a new treatment to get insurance to pay for it. That takes a while.
Yeah, well, it takes research. And,
mm-hmm.
and we're just getting started on gathering the data, the basic data. I recently hired a master's level of psychology who's worked in a lot of psych research.
Uh-huh.
So she's very good at collecting data, the types of data we're collecting, and so forth. So we're working towards it, but it's going to be a ways
right.
before it's right now it's private pay only.
Okay. And you said it's at how many sessions?
It's generally a 12-session.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 6-session program, but generally a 12-session
mm-hmm.
is what we target.
Okay. And it sounds like, you know, even though this is not directly related with sleep, but if you are more relaxed during the day, it's going to affect your sleep.
Oh, yeah. No,
it
is related to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what all the medications do, is they sort of quiet the brain. And so it's directly related
okay.
to sleep, but it's a self-help method.
And it also helps you during the day.
It also helps you during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when we add that with the cognitive behavioral therapy, which is clinically shown to be effective for chronic insomniacs, then you have this 1-2 punch that's very effective.
Right. So if people are interested in finding out more about this program and about intelligent sleep, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, we have a website called intelligentsleep.com. And we also have, we have a center, what we call it, in North Austin,
mm-hmm.
at 7415 Burnett Road in North Austin, and they can come by there and experience a little introduction
okay.
session free of charge. So
uh-huh.
we do offer an intro session. We'll talk to people. And figure that out, what they need and how the best approach it.
Okay. And if anybody is out of town, are there things that they can...
We do phone consultations as
uh-huh.
well.
Uh-huh.
And we will help people. Of course, they can't do the neurosensory sound vibration therapies, but we can help them on the cognitive behavioral therapies
right.
remotely.
Great. And that's intelligentsleep.com?
Intelligentsleep.com.
Okay, great. And I'm going to post that on my webpage later this evening so people can just click on it.
That'll be awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming back on the program. And this is all really good stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, especially at this time of year, you know, with the holidays and all the stress people have. And the days are getting shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have less light.
Right.
And that can be disruptive in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Thank you. Come back again. Bye.
All right. All right. So stick around. After the break, we have lots more to come. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day. Gravity.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarikarpel.com.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel on your radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarikarpel.com. And before I go on to talk about winter blues and where they come from, how to overcome them, let me just fill you in on a little bit of news. So we were just videotaping the last interview with Dr. Molesky, and as I mentioned, the videotapes that we've been doing since the beginning of the year, whenever there is a guest in the studio, are edited and then uploaded to vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O.com. So that video is not on Vimeo yet, but will be uploaded to Vimeo, and you'll be able to see what the guests look like, and you get a little bit of extra from the interview when you actually get to watch it. And several of the interviews have already been uploaded to Vimeo.com, and so to check out the videos that we have uploaded, just go to Vimeo.com and then put in a search for Dr. Mara Karpel, DrMaraKarpel, and Your Golden Years. And it'll bring you to my page with all of the videos we have uploaded, and there will be directions about how to view the videos. And I hope that you'll enjoy those. We've done some really interesting interviews, and it's a lot of fun to watch them. Also, in terms of my Huffington Post blog, my latest blog came out just a couple of days ago, And so it's hot off the presses, and that blog is called Election Stress. It's okay to not feel okay, and tips for coping. So you can check out that blog by going to my website, drmaricarpel.com, and click on blogs or click on publications, and all of my Huffington Post blogs will be there, including the latest one. Or follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpel, Your Golden Years. And that's a good place to hit like so that you can get all of the latest news as soon as it comes out. Whenever I have a blog, that's the first place that it is on my Facebook page. And last week, I was invited to be part of Arianna Huffington's new online magazine, ThriveGlobal.com, and I'm now going to be a regular blogger for Thrive Global, along with Huffington Post. And again, those blogs will be posted on my website and on my Facebook page. And you can also put in a search for my name on ThriveGlobal.com. So I don't think that my first blog is uploaded yet to Thrive Global, but it will be this week. So you can search it. You can put in my name and find my blog. Also, last week I was invited to be interviewed as part of a Q&A of Women in the Media for Voice by Vorail, VORAIL.com, which is a social media app that is used by the worldwide visually impaired community. And the interview had five segments, and so far four of the five segments have been uploaded on Vorail, and they are all posted on my website and on my Facebook page. And so you can listen to the segments. Two of them were about blogs that I wrote. Two of them were interviews about these radio shows, two of the radio shows, and one was another interview about myself and a few other questions. And what's really interesting about these segments is that they also include at the end comments made by people listening to them on that app, and it's all voice, so you can listen to the comments. So that's the difference with Vorail versus other social media, is that everything is for voice. So it's really interesting. You get a lot more, I think, when you listen to someone speaking than when you just read the words on a screen. And actually, one of the developers for Vorail is going to be a guest on this program in January to talk about how he developed this app and how it's used. So that should be really interesting. All right, so that's it for the news this evening. And now I talked about the topic of the holiday blues. And that, you know, now that we are between Thanksgiving and Christmas and heading into New Year's, a lot of people experience feeling down or even feeling depressed around the holidays, especially if they've lost a loved one recently or even several years ago. People feel down for other reasons as well. Maybe they just don't have a place to go for holidays, or there's a lot of stress in their families, and spending time with their family during the holiday is a stressful thing. Or maybe they don't celebrate the holidays. Maybe it's not in their belief system to celebrate the particular holidays. They're not of the religion to celebrate holidays, and they feel left out. I've worked in nursing homes and assisted living facilities for several years, and a lot of the residents of those facilities felt kind of down around the holidays because they were not physically able to do the things that they used to do during holidays, or they can't get out to see their family, or they don't have family close by anymore. So it's a very lonely time. So just to touch on that before I move into a bigger topic, which is winter blues, I just want to talk about this briefly because Megan Devine, who is the founder of Refuge in Grief, which is a grief support, online grief support blog, and she actually has a grief support group that you can join. She just posted something today about holidays when you're grieving somebody that you have lost. And one of the points that she makes is that it's not always the case that it's a recent loss that causes the problem. Sometimes it's even more painful when time has gone by and it's been a few years since a loved one has passed. Now you no longer can say, well, this time last year I spent it with my loved one, and now it's been several years. And the point that she makes is that if you're not really feeling in the mood for celebrating, then don't feel pressured. Don't feel pressured to go to gatherings that feel like they're too much for you, that everybody's having a good time and acting as if everything is okay. Well, in your world, it doesn't feel like it's okay. If you do go to a gathering, and you're not able to leave when you're feeling uncomfortable there, she recommends taking a breather, getting outside, putting your feet on the earth, looking up at the stars, and just spending time meditating away from where all the noise and excitement is going on. And just to quote her, she said, "Some have said grief is a selfish time, and I agree. It is a selfish time, and it should be. You have to live this. You have to find a way to be here in this world that no longer makes sense, and the rest of the world seems to be partying along like everything's okay. It isn't okay. So take space for yourself, wherever and whenever you need, however you can. Even just a few minutes away can give you the space you need to breathe and connect with what's real for you." All right. So, and another article that I found, two therapists, Rose Sword and Dr. Phil Zimbardo, wrote about holiday blues and reducing the stress by lessening your daily load and simplifying your agenda during the holiday. So a lot of people feel holiday blues or holiday stress because they're trying to take on too much. And they recommend trying to decrease the amount of things that you are putting on your agenda, and that this will lead to a happier time. And making some time for yourself and taking care of yourself. So those are really important tips, I think, for dealing with holiday blues. But many times people think that what they have are the holiday blues, and it could be something more than that. So it just happens to be that the holidays coincide with a time of year where if you're living in a northern geographic location, the weather is colder. But even in the south, the amount of light that we have during the day has decreased. And I could just give you a story about myself. Growing up in New York City, I remember that of course, I had no idea why I felt this way, but I used to feel kind of gloomy in the winter time when the shadows would get really long and the sun never really seemed strong. It was kind of like a cold sun, and it would get sort of gray towards the later part of the day, and then of course the sun would set earlier than it does here in Austin, Texas, probably about a half hour earlier. And I remember as a kid that I would look forward to it being completely dark, that I really didn't like the late afternoon. To me, it felt like late afternoon gloominess, and I really looked forward to when the lights would come on and it was completely dark outside. It was like I wanted it to skip from morning time and the morning light to total darkness, because that in-between light made me feel a little gloomy, and it made me feel really lethargic. I just wanted to sleep. I didn't have the energy to do things that I had the energy to do during the summertime. And I noticed when I lived in Syracuse for graduate school, that increased dramatically because it's further north. The sun went down even a little bit earlier, and it's in the snow belt, so we had a lot of clouds during the winter time. And so the winters were always, all day long, from morning to evening, very often we had that overcast, gloomy light, unless it was too cold for clouds, and that's when we'd have bright sunshine. And it wasn't the temperature so much. Of course, the temperature adds to it. You feel real cold and you just want to be inside and sleep all smuggled up. The lighting. So, and I've noticed that since I've moved to a more southern part of the country in Texas, that I don't have that same feeling. But I do notice even with that during this time where the days are the shortest, that right after we change the clocks and before December 21st, when the days start growing a little longer, I do have that feeling of just wanting to go to sleep early and have questions. Do I feel kind of depressed? I think in my situation, it's a very mild case of this, but there are people who have much, much stronger reactions to the decreased light, and that could be mostly attributed to what is called seasonal affective disorder. So what may seem like holiday blues may be related to seasonal affective disorder, where people feel depressed when there's less light, have less energy, and they might have difficulty falling asleep, or they feel like they just want to sleep all the time. They have difficulty with memory, a hard time handling stressful situations, and more irritability and quickness to anger, and sometimes even feeling that they just want to isolate themselves. And so the New York psychiatrist, Dr. Jason Hirschberger, has called seasonal affective disorder a mood disorder that's characterized by depressive symptoms that reoccur seasonally during the fall and winter months. And it's mainly triggered by the lack of sunlight. And it just happens to be that it coincides with the holiday season. So people get confused with that and think that it's because of the holidays that they're feeling the way they're feeling, when it may actually be the seasonal affective disorder. And what he points out is that there are certain people that are particularly high risk for developing SAD, seasonal affective disorder, And those are people who may have had a parent or sibling with this issue or a prior history of depression. Women and young people are also more susceptible, as well as those living in areas with more severe winters where there's less. And so, for example, psychologists have estimated that up to 10% of the population of Wisconsin suffer from seasonal affective disorder. So what he recommends, Dr. Hirschberger, is that if you suspect a case of seasonal affective disorder, you might want to talk to your doctor, and they can actually conduct a physical and mental exam as well as blood tests. And light therapy has been the gold standard for seasonal affective disorder. They have lights that have the full spectrum, so that it's as if you're in daylight, and sitting under those lights for a period of time can help with the seasonal affective disorder. It has the same effect on your brain as being out in sunlight. And it can actually increase the vitamin D level. And I think actually supplementing with vitamin D can help as well. And recent research also has suggested that cognitive behavioral therapy, in addition to the light therapy, can be even more effective for treating seasonal affective disorder. It's also recommended that you not overeat or overdrink during the holidays, because that can increase the symptoms from the seasonal affective disorder. Some other tips for dealing with seasonal affective disorder. The Mayo Clinic came out with several tips. So they recommend that you make your environment sunnier and brighter. So during the day, while the sun is out, open the blinds. And if you have tree branches that block sunlight around your windows, then trim those branches. Even adding skylights to your home can be helpful. And sit closer to bright windows when you're at home or in the office, if you're lucky enough to have a window in your office. So as many hours as you can spend in the sun during the day will help you through the dark hours in the evening. In addition, getting outside in the sunlight is even more powerful. So even if it's cold or cloudy, you're still getting the sunlight through the clouds. So it's very highly recommended that you get outside, even on a cold or cloudy day. Take a walk or simply sit on a bench and soak up the sunshine. And this has been found to be especially helpful if you spend some time outside within 2 hours of waking up in the morning. And then one of the things that I have found that has been extremely helpful for me, and this has been found to be very helpful for most people, is exercising regularly. So any kind of exercise will help with the decreasing the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. In addition to all the other benefits of exercise on mood, you know, increasing the endorphins and helping you to feel more confident and stronger and decreasing pain and all of those things that we've talked about with exercise. But exercising also directly affects the brain in a way that decreases the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. There are several supplements that people have found to be helpful. I'm not going to talk about them right here because I don't want to advise you on which supplements to take, but I do recommend doing a search online and looking at what supplements there are and checking them out with your doctor if you're taking any medication or if you have a health issue, to make sure that, because even over-the-counter supplements can interact negatively with any medication or with a medical problem. So you want to check that out. But there are some supplements that can help with the effects of seasonal affective disorder. And then some other types of alternative treatments that have been extremely helpful include acupuncture and yoga and meditation. Now, we were just talking about meditation here with Dr. Molesky, and my guest next week, Jan Bidwell, is this, the whole talk is about sitting meditation for stress relief and improved mood. And meditation actually has an effect on the brain and can be extremely beneficial in dealing with any kind of mood disorder, depression or anxiety, and it can be beneficial for seasonal affective disorder. Also, guided imagery, which is another form of meditation, but it's specifically listening to somebody guiding you through different imagery exercises to help you to relax. And one specific guided imagery that is really, really helpful for seasonal affective disorder includes getting into a relaxed state, focusing on your breathing, and then any type of imagery that involves imagining yourself, imagining light. So whether it's imagining yourself on the beach and the sun is shining and you can feel the sun shining on you, or imagining yourself surrounded by light and even filled with light, I find it real powerful to imagine that there's a light source coming from above that is filling, surrounding me and filling me with light, to the even down to the cells, every cell in my body, so that you can feel everything glowing and emitting light from you. So you're surrounded by light and you're filled with light and you can feel the light coming out of you. That's really powerful to overcome that the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, which are caused by light deprivation. And the brain is so powerful. The mind is so powerful in its effect over the body and our perception. And so by even imagining light around us and through us, we can actually change our reaction to the decreased light caused by shorter days and just winter months. And also massage therapy can be very helpful for seasonal affective disorder. And of course, taking care of yourself, eating healthy, practicing stress management, managing your eating, and managing also the thoughts that you allow yourself to think, trying to stop yourself from thinking depressed thoughts, socializing with other people, having people in your life that you feel that you can talk to about how you're feeling, and people that you can laugh with, very beneficial. And take a trip. Go somewhere sunny. If you live in a cold environment, then save up your pennies to at least take one, even if it's a weekend trip, even a short trip, into a sunny place. It can actually be extremely beneficial in breaking that cycle of going into a depression because of the low light. So there's another issue involved in the winter blues. And it may not be related to sadness about the holidays. It may not be related to an actual depression or seasonal affective disorder, but it might just be a desire to go inward that we perceive as meaning that we're depressed. So sometimes just wanting to go inward and be more quiet during the winter months is a normal response to the cycles of the seasons. And I notice for myself that when there's less light, I don't necessarily feel down. Now that I get sunshine during the day in a more southern environment, but I feel like I just want to rest. I just want to sleep more. I feel like I want to spend time meditating more. I want to reflect more, read, and I enjoy it. It's not a negative thing. I enjoy it. And I think that when we feel pressure that we need to be out and about and involved in parties and socializing and social gatherings and all these kind of things, that adds stress when our desire is to go inward. And I think that it's really important to honor that. If that's how we're feeling, that we spend time going inward, that we spend time alone or quiet, and balance that. Try to don't become a hermit, but you know, balance it with some socializing. But it's, you know, every season of the year, we have a different feeling that goes with it, and that's not a bad thing. That's a normal thing that's built into our bodies. It's our circadian rhythm. So I looked this up because I know that Dr. Deepak Chopra does a lot of work with meditation around our cycles, our circadian rhythm, the different times of year, and he does a lot of work with foods for different times of year. And so what he wrote in his latest column, Wisdom for the Winter Season, that winter is the coldest season, but on the subtle level, it's a time of rest, peace, inner focus, stillness, and reflection. And he says that you will gain a lot in your meditation on these values: rest, peace, inner focus, stillness, and reflection. The flow of life naturally slows down and turns inward in the season, and it strains our body, our physiology, to resist this rhythm. So that's where a lot of the stress comes in. When we are, it's natural for us to slow down and meditate and reflect, and we feel this push to be out and about and busy, and that's what causes the stress. Thoreau, he quotes Henry Thoreau, he puts it this way: live in each season as it passes. Breathe the air, drink the drink, taste the fruit, and you resign yourself to the influences of each. So in practical terms, Dr. Chopra tells us that this means favoring warmer, heartier, nourishing foods in the winter, and that when our body is out of balance this time of year and we're not listening to it, that we are more susceptible to colds and flu, and balance is extremely important. So one of the ways of balancing ourselves is silent meditation, and this helps us to become more attuned during the winter. So maybe increasing. So this is perfect timing for Jan Bidwell to come on next week and talk about sitting meditation, because maybe we need to increase our meditation this time of year. And what Dr. Chopra says is that when your body is more attuned, when the meditation is helping you to be more attuned to winter and following how you feel in the winter and doing what fits with this cycle of the year, then you'll find that the cold weather is invigorating. And you find that you enjoy the extra rest that you give yourself, that it doesn't feel like you're depressed. You're actually enjoying sleeping more or just relaxing. And you find that your sleep actually naturally extends a little more than usual. And just as Dr. Mileski was talking about, that when we have less light, we want to sleep more, and that's normal. I mean, bears hibernate this time of year. Lots of animals tend to sleep more this time of year, and we have that in us, that we want to sleep more when there's less light, and that's not a bad thing. We need to honor it and follow it. And silence is productive. It's here to enhance our outer life, too. One of the most productive things, he says, silence and silent meditation can do for us is to correct some of the problems that people typically encounter in the wintertime, especially in colder climates, such as that feeling of heaviness or sluggishness or feeling dull. If we go inward and we meditate and we are more silent, we actually can overcome that and feel sharper. Feeling that we want to move slower doesn't mean that we have to feel heavy and sluggish. It helps to keep us from feeling depressed by going inward and meditating. And a lot of people find it hard to be motivated during this time of year. But if we honor this time of year, we don't run around as busily as we do in other times of the year, then the things that we do focus on and we do give our attention, you know, schedule into our day, we'll feel motivated to do. If we spend time slowing down and spending some time in silence. And also dealing with the political stress. You know, I've talked about that many times on this program, that this happens to be a very politically stressful year. And this time of year right now, people are under stress, wondering what's going to happen in January when we have a change of administration and there's a lot of disagreement among people. So spending time in silent meditation and listening to ourselves will help us overcome the stress of that. And spending time in silence will help us to be less stressed by all of the holiday crowds and the bad weather and maybe difficulties with family. So Dr. Chopra also recommends, in terms of dealing with our negative perception of this time of year and the desire to go inward, we tend to think that this is a negative thing, that we must be depressed. And he states that we've been conditioned to tell ourselves negative things about this time of year and about our body's normal reaction, our mind's normal reaction in wanting to slow down, to tell ourselves that that we feel heavy, that we feel sad, that we feel gloomy, that we feel exhausted, that we are sick of our relatives or we hate holiday shopping. And so to become aware of some of these things that we're telling ourselves, he recommends sit down with a piece of paper and list the three qualities about winter and the qualities that we want to change so that we can be more aware of those negative messages that we're telling ourselves. And then, for example, if we tell ourselves that we feel dull time of year, then write down what things we tell ourselves that make our life dull this time of year. So, for example, I'm stuck inside and I can't get out enough, or I eat too much, or I'm bored watching TV, or the cold slows me down, it's bleak and uninviting outside. So these are the negative things that we tell ourselves that increase that depression. And then think of some solutions. After meditating, he recommends sit and meditate so that we can be more calm and more creative, and in this calmer frame of mind, create new ways of looking at things. So, for example, telling ourselves that the opposite of what of those negative messages that we have told ourselves, that this is a perfect time to enjoy a good book, and it feels really nice to snuggle up inside, and this is a good time to meditate and to reflect. And then if you're not able to get yourself out of that state of mind, he also recommends walking in the sunshine for 10 minutes every day if it's sunny out, and walk in a really cheerful place when it's cloudy, like in a park. Spend time with the most cheerful people that you know. Plan a dream vacation in every detail, and turn quiet alone time into something inspiring by reading spiritual books or poetry, or write letters to people, write entertaining letters to people. And these all energize, energizing options. They all energize us rather than that feeling of dullness. And again, meditation is the key to moving outward, not just moving inward. Because when we meditate, we wake up that creativity and that feeling of bliss. So I invite you all to enjoy this time, this winter time, and to be aware of the rhythm of the seasons, and to realize that even if you're in a warm environment, the decreased daylight does have an effect on us, and it's okay to spend more time quiet, meditating, reflecting, reading. Okay, so on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to the music of our next guest, who is going to join us on the phone. Roland Kemakai will be joining us to talk about his group, Roland and the Roots Rhythm. So we're playing some of his music right now. That's another thing to do in the wintertime, is to listen to some good music. So don't go anywhere. Listen to the music, and we'll be back with Roland.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Are you excited about this tonight, people? Let me hear you make some noise. Yes, I. Let's get this thing going here. No too much talking. You've been waiting for this music. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, and we are back, and we were just listening to the music of Roland and the Roots Rhythm, and Roland Kemakai is joining us on the phone from right here in Austin, Texas. Welcome, Roland.
Thank you, Amara. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming back on. This time, wearing your musician cap.
Exactly. I was listening to that and thinking of so many different hats I wear.
Right. So,
oh, my goodness. Uh-huh.
So, Roland, why don't you talk a little bit about your musical history? Why don't you tell us about that?
How much time do we have?
Just a few minutes.
A
brief, well, a brief summary of your musical history. How's that?
All right. That's a good one. My musical history or background starts from Africa while I was a little kid going through emotional pain, as some of your listeners may be familiar with my story. So music became an outlet where, living in an African village, specifically in Liberia, I began learning tribal instruments, drums, and different rhythm and dancing. It became my escape. So escape from pain, from childhood trauma, and then from the Liberian Civil War itself. So that history continued throughout my life, from Liberia, where I play music, and then here in the States, where I discover Western instrument and Western music theory to at least understand the scope of music. And so I began playing piano, guitar, bass, drums, writing, and producing now with my own record. And then with the great band you just heard playing here in Texas. Yeah.
So
that's the brief history. Uh-huh.
Okay. How long has this group been around, the Roland and the Roots Rhythm?
Roland and the Roots Rhythm has been around for 3.5 years now in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we came together when I put a post looking for a drummer. I was working on a record at the time, needed a drummer. He came in, and from there, the concept of this band started here. Of course, I did several other bands before in Charlotte, North Carolina, when I lived out there. And then here in Austin, I did a different band, but I really wanted passion is with reggae music, roots reggae music. So this drummer and I, Leonard, and I, when we connected, he loves reggae. So that's how we definitely launched this band.
And what instrument are you playing in the band?
In the band, I play multiple instruments, but when I'm singing, I preferably am doing rhythm guitar and some solo or lead guitar. When my keyboard is traveling, then I'm playing the keyboard and singing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And we just played one of your songs. I believe Art downloaded it from YouTube, and it says Concert. Do you know the name of that song that we were playing?
That was a long intro to that performance that you guys heard, and that one is called Slave. We were doing a benefit concert at the Flamingo Cantina on 6th Street to raise funds to send to Doctors Without Borders at the time when there was Ebola in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea in West Africa. And so we managed to raise a lot of good amount of money with Angela, the owner of Flamingo Cantina, and we sent it to Doctors Without Borders. And through Angela, we received a letter of appreciation from Doctors Without Borders for that.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do in these days? Where do you guys perform, or how often?
Very good. These days we are performing at the Sahara Lounge at the Flamingo Cantina and other local spots here in Austin. But the primary focus has been put on producing an album. Before doing the album, we were gigging at least every weekend between Fridays and Saturdays. At the same time, over the years, I've written well around 300 songs. By the time I struggled with funds to get in studio to record them. And so I came up with the idea around November of last year that, you know, maybe I should just build my own recording studio so I can produce these songs as I hear them in my head as I write them. So now the focus is on producing a full album. And so that's
wow.
where most of the attention is. Yes. Uh-huh.
Great. So do you have any, you have songs out already that are downloadable?
Oh, yes.
Do you have
it? Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I have under the name Roland Kemokai, K-E-M-O-K-A-I, I have on iTunes these songs there. Rainbow World, we celebrate diversity globally. And I recently published a single called Thank You. This one a lot of people are liking because I sang certain words in my native dialect. So they like
uh-huh.
that. So on iTunes, on Spotify, Rhapsody, or Amazon, on all of these, wherever you can listen to music, or CD Baby, or
uh-huh.
even Reverb Nation, yeah, people can access my song.
Oh, great. So we're going to play another song.
Okay.
Rainbow World.
Uh-huh, very nice.
Before we play that, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, indeed. Rainbow World, as a student of humanity, as a student of life myself, I'm a keen observer of human beings and human nature. So I've traveled around the world as an inspirational speaker, as a life coach and trainer, and an artist. And what I observe is that what many people fuss about, that divides us, actually what I notice is there is so much more that unites us in this collective human experience. So I wrote Rainbow World to say, yes, the rainbow may have various different colors, yet it is just one spectrum of a light, and that's what we are. And together with that diversity, we can then reflect our collective beauty. So that's what I wrote Rainbow World about.
Very nice. All right.
Yeah.
So don't go anywhere. Stay on the line.
Okay.
We'll talk after
uh-huh.
we play a bit of the song. All right.
Okay.
So
yes.
Here is Rainbow World.
Hey! This one is going out there to all the people of the world. No matter what you look like, you're simply beautiful. Hear this! Rainbow City, Rainbow Country, Rainbow People, it's a rainbow world. Rainbow City,
Rainbow City,
Rainbow Country,
Rainbow Country,
Rainbow People,
Rainbow People,
it's a rainbow world. Woke up this morning, looking at the rainfall, and then a sunrise right through the fog. Everything misty, such a natural mystic. Don't try to overstand, but I can appreciate bright shining stars light up the night skies. Mr. Sun comes and brighten my day. It's all just creation, natural revelation. Don't try to overstand, but I can appreciate Rainbow City,
Rainbow City,
Rainbow
Country,
Rainbow People,
Rainbow People,
it's a rainbow world. Oh, Rainbow City,
Rainbow City,
Rainbow Country, looking at my neighborhood, I see the red, brown, black and white. Even the yellow man too, it seems to me, it's a rainbow people, with bright shining smiles, such a beautiful world. Looking at the flowers,
Bopping around the office.
That's incredible.
Yes. Beautiful.
Oh, man. So, thank you.
So Roland, if listeners are interested in finding out more about you and about your music and when your CD comes out or how they can see you perform when you guys start performing more again, where can they find all that information out?
They can definitely check out my website, rolandkemokai.com, rolandkemokai.com, or on Facebook under the band's name specifically, Roland and the Roots and Rhythm. Rhythm is spelled differently, RIDDIM. And listeners can pull up our Facebook page there, like us on Facebook, and have all of the information coming at you. And also on Reverb Nation under the same name, Roland and the Roots Rhythm, RIDDIM. Or as it's usually regularly pronounced, Rhythm.
Right.
Yeah.
Rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So on those links, yes.
Great. I'm going to post all of that on my web post later on this evening about this program so people will be able to just click on it and it'll take
Wonderful.
Them right to those places. So
Wonderful.
I want to thank you so much, Roland, for coming on the program this evening, this time as a musician. I really enjoy the music.
Thank you, Mara. And, you know, I'm looking forward to coming back again sometime when the album is out. I'll make sure you guys get a copy of it.
Absolutely. Let me know when that comes out. I'd love to have you back.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You have a wonderful night.
You too, Mara. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so... before we go off the air, let me let you all know what's coming up next week. Next week, Sunday, December 11th, we'll be back for another live program from Austin, Texas. And I will be joined by Jan Bidwell on the telephone from Michigan. She's a psychotherapist, a mindfulness and meditation teacher, and a political activist. And... she recently wrote a book about meditation as the secret weapon to handle stress of being a social activist and other stresses. So she's going to talk next week also about the stress of holidays and of life in general. Also, Mona and Lisa Wagner, the sisters who make up the musical duo, the Mona Lisa Twins, will join us from Liverpool, England, to talk about their music, and we'll be playing some of their original music. And Laura Gelizunas will be back to report in from the retirement paradise, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Things are really picking up there with the retirement community for the winter month, which is high season there, so she'll be letting us know what's going on. And we'll have more. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from the show and get the web post, the links to the web post that we talked about on the program, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. You'll get my Huffington Post blog there, my Thrive Global blog, and you can hear my interview on volrail.com. All at that one spot. Also, be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. I post the links to all of the above and keep you updated in real time about any news. You can also listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. This evening's program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Dr. Bruce Maleski, Roland Kemakai of Roland and the Roots Rhythm, and of course, thank you, Art. Thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night, an inspiring week, and remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Hey! This one is going out there to all the people of the world. No matter what you look like, you're simply beautiful. Hear this! Rainbow City, Rainbow Country, Rainbow People, it's a rainbow world. Rainbow City,
Rainbow City,
Rainbow Country,
Rainbow Country,
Rainbow People,
Rainbow People,
it's a rainbow world. Woke up this morning looking at the rainfall, and then a sunrise right through the fog. Everything misty, such a natural mystic. Don't try to overstand, but I can appreciate bright shining stars light up the night sky.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.